Shalom to all. Today's office is Shami Arla Daf Lamed Vav, and we're starting about halfway through the Amud at the two dots with the words Amar Rabbi Yochanan and the Vilsur Sadaf. It's on Yud Zayin Obeis, about a quarter of the way into the Amud. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Mars Miriam Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe Her Neshama should have an Aliyah. And we continue discussing Klipe Arla, which are used for dying things, and how they have the din of Arla themselves, and they're only about the 1 in 200. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan tells us Salmanim Salmanim Betelim B'Masayim. When we have the actual dye itself, meaning the actual klipin, the shells themselves that are used for dyeing, those are batal only 1 in 200. However, meitzvaim b'meitzvaim b'talim b'rayv. If we have water or liquid, if you will, that has the dye in it, that's batal b'rayv. For example, we had the klipe arla that were soaked in water, and the water got a color from these klipin, but the klipin themselves were removed. So now we just have water that has coloring of arla in it. That's going to be batal b'rayv because that's called hanoyas arla. That's not coming from arla, but it's not the arla itself, and therefore would just be batal b'rayv. And Amar Bavar Mamel, he tells us hanoyas arla b'talim b'rayv. Then hanoyas arla is batal b'rayv. However, the Gemara tells us masnisa pliga Amar Bavar Mamel. The following Mishnah is not like a rubber mammal. What does the Mishnah tell us? Tavshel shebishla biklipe arla yudalek. If a dish was cooked biklipe arla, it has to be burned. This is referring to a dish that was cooked with arla as the firewood, and it's also because we say yes shavach etzem apas, that a benefit of the wood is now in the bread or it's in the dish, and that's why the dish itself is usur. And the Mishnah then says that if the dish got furmished, meaning got mixed up with others, it's going to be batal 1 in 200, but not batal bereiv. So we see that even though we're just dealing with hanayas arla, there's no arla be'en over here. There's just a benefit of the arla firewood that went into the dish, but there isn't actual real arla here. Nonetheless, it's only batal 1 in 200 and not bereiv. So it's clearly not like a rabba mamal. So Gemara answers no. Pasul la kader b'kaderos. We could explain this referring to a pot among other pots. In other words, when liquids get mixed together, for example, meitzvaim with meitzvaim, like we just mentioned before, since the iser is not be'en, then it's going to be batal bereiv. But with pots, it's still here in its original form because the original pot or the original dish is still here. It didn't get mixed up with anything, and that's only going to be batal 1 in 200. So it's not a question of rabba mamal. The Gemara continues. Rabbi Yis asks the following: Misper Savra Babar Mamal Shemoter Lasus Came Betchila. Does our Babar Mamal hold that one's allowed to do this lechatchila? Since he holds that Hanayas Arla is batal b'rayv, maybe lechatchila one's allowed to do something with Hanayas Arla as long as there's rayv. And the answer is that loy sha'avar. He only holds that if it happens l'sha'avar, meaning b'di eved, then we're going to say it's batal b'rayv. And Mike Adain, how do we view this? Meaning, what's this referring to? How we're able to judge it? Lamed Vavam Beis on top. Emiyesh Baikadel Itzbaya. If the meitzvaim of Arla that was used to dye this beged here had enough to be tzevei, had enough to dye the beged completely on its own without any heter dyes, so then atrais heter kmisha enoy, you look at the heters, if it's not here, and iser iser shabai kadei lesser, the iser that's here is enough to aser it, and it's going to be aser. However, ein by kadei letzbaya, if this meitzvaim that was used originally is not sufficient, it wasn't enough to dye the beged completely, atrais heter kmisha enoy, then you do the same thing, you would view the heters if it's not here, and iser iser ein by kadei lesser, the iser is not enough to aser, because again, it's not enough to dye the beged completely, and therefore it's not going to be aser. But again, this is only looking at it in the eyes of a bidyavet if it was already done, but not that you're allowed to do it lechatchila. I will continue discussing certain things that are asr ba'anah. Taman tanin over there we learned in a mishnah. This is in Masechta Avodah Zarah. Elu dvarim shel goyim asurin v'yisurin isra hanoya. The following things from non-Jews are asr, and they're also asr to benefit from hayayin, wine. We know it's called yayin nesach v'chaimet shel goyim and vinegar of goyim. Why is that? Chayim etchilas hayayin. It originally was wine. They didn't have synthetic vinegar back then. They just simply had wine that turned sour, so it came from wine, and therefore it's asr. And lastly, v'cheres hadar yani. This pottery, which is called Charis Hadar Yani. It could be it's translated as Hadrian pottery. This refers to some sort of earthenware vessel that had wine soaked into it. When you look at the vessel itself, there's not anything there, but if you pour water into it and you let it sit for a little bit, the wine seeps out of the walls and then flavors the water. So this Charis Hadar Yani is also Asr. Nerb Zairus is Bashem Rabbi Yirmiya. There of Meir He, this is Shitas Rameir. Titani, because we have a brass that says Charis Hadar Yani Asr Visuri Isra Hanaya. This Charis Hadar Yani is Asr and it's Asr Ba'ana as well. Now the question is, Manan Kaiman, what are we referring to that we have machlokes from Meir and the Chachamim? If we're saying that we put it in a dish, meaning there's Charis Hadar Yani was with a dish, they recall Asr, everyone agrees it's going to be Asr because the wine that seeped into the walls is going to come out and that wine is Asr. And if the person who owned it sold it, but he subtracted the cost of the wine that's inside, they recall Mutter, everyone agrees that it's Mutter because there's no benefit being had from the wine. The earthenware Kli itself has nothing wrong with it, it's just the wine which is absorbed inside the walls. And since the money paid for the Kli was not including the wine inside, so there's no benefit being had from the wine, and everyone should say that's mutter. What's the machlokes? Ella, kinan kaimin, what are we referring to? B'shanosn al gabei tavshil, it's where he put it on top of a tavshil, and the reach, the aroma of the wine, went into this dish, and the machlokes is, do we say that recha milsa or not? Do we say that reach is usser, even though it's not something tangible, it's just aroma, maybe it's still usser, that's Rav Meir, whereas according to the chamim, recha lav milsa, and therefore there's no isser. Another question about this Charis Hadar Yani, is one allowed to lean a bed on it, he's allowed to use it as support for a bed. And the question is whether or not it's considered Retzi B'Kiyuma, that he wants the Ayin Eschach absorbed in the walls. On one hand, he doesn't care for them, he just wants the Kli. On the other hand, he does need them, because the only way to get rid of the wine would be to break the Kli, which he obviously can't because he needs to support the bed. And on this we have Machlekes, Rabbi Elazar Amar Aser, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Mutter. Now Rabbi Yonah Bar Kumi Rab Zeira, Rabbi Yonah asked him for Rab Zeira, Hahein Beged Tanin Hacha. What about this Beged that we have over here that we taught about that was dyed with Klipe Arla, Laman Zayin Amar Alaf on top, Mahal Lesvech Bayas Amita, is one allowed to lean a bed on it? And he thought this is the same question as the Charis Adar Yoni. Then on one hand, he just wants the Beged, he doesn't want the dye. On the other hand, the dye is part of the Beged. What was Rab Zeira's response? Ve'ikbe Lekuble. He got upset at this question. Amar Lehi, he told him, Afilu Ma'ad Amar Tamon, Mutter, even according to the Ma'ad Amar, that over there by the Charis Adar Yoni, it's Mutter, Hacha Aser. Over here, that Ma'ad Amar would say it's Aser. Why is that? Taman, Ein Isuri Nikar. Over there, the Isser isn't Nikar. You can't tell when you're looking at this pottery, at this Kli, that there's Yai Nesach absorbed into the walls. Bram Hacha, over here, Isuri Nikar. You could see the Isser on it because the Beged has dyed. You could see the color on the clothing, and therefore it's Aser, even according to the Ma'ad Amar over there, that it's Mutter. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss something dyed with Klipe Arla. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.